Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Pesachim Daf Tzadi Zayin Svach Pesachim 97. So in today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara brings the principle that an animal that was sanctified to be a Pesach and it was not able to be brought as a Pesach, when could it be brought as a Shlamim, under what circumstances, and under what circumstances is it supposed to be allowed to graze and then eventually sold. So says Shmuel, Amar Shmuel Kol Shebachatos Mesa, any situation where if it would be a korban chatos, it would be a sin offering, then the animal would have to die. For example, if the owner would have died, a chatos shabal mesu, then under those circumstances, bepesach krav shlamim, then on the korban pesach, it has to be brought as a shlamim under those circumstances. So as a background, we know that as a law from Moshe Mi-Sinai, law from Moses at Sinai, that there are five types of sin offerings, where we say that the chamesh chatos mesos, that there are five sin offerings, which this under specific conditions, the chatos is supposed to just be allowed to die right away. Like, for example, if it's the offspring of a chatos, if it was a tamura of a chatos, if it was an animal that was exchanged for a chatos whose owner dies, a chatos that became older than a year, and a chatos that was lost, and then the owner achieved atonement in another manner, and then they found the first chatos. That under these circumstances, Shmuel says that this is the when if this would be the same situation by a Pesach, then the original sheep or goat which had been designated as a Pesach and now can't be brought should be brought as a shlamim. Kol shebachatos roa, in any circumstance where the chatos, the law is that it's supposed to graze until it gets a blemish on it, and then it's sold. But Pesach nami roa, and the Pesach will also supposed to graze under those circumstances and then be sold. And the Gemara is going to discuss it in a moment. But first, Rabbi Yochanan says, "Ein a Pesach karav shlamim." The Rabbi Yochanan says the Pesach is only brought as a shlamim elish nimtza achar shchita, only in a situation where you discover the initial Pesach after you slaughtered the second Pesach that had been separated. Of al kodem shchita, but in a situation where you found the Pesach before the second one was slaughtered, even if you find it after noon on Erev Pesach and you start to slaughter it, whoa, then you don't bring it as a shlamim, but it rather is just graze until it gets a blemish. Because since we found it at a time where it was able to be slaughtered, it's therefore considered a Pesach, and therefore it's not able to be brought as a shlamim. So maskefor Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef challenges Shmuel's idea that any time where you have a chatas that grazes, so too the Pesach, you let it graze and then be sold. Is this a principle? So let's say we have a chatas that is more than a year old, which at that point, korban chatas is supposed to be brought within a year. That it's supposed to be grazed and then you sell it once it has a blemish. That Rish Lakish taught anytime you have a chatas that's over a year old, you look at it as though it's standing in the cemetery, that the Kohen's not allowed to go in there to slaughter it, meaning to say you can't use it as an atonement. And it grazes until it gets a blemish on it. Whereas Vigul Pesach, Pesach, and this under these circumstances, meaning a Pesach that's over than a year old, Karav Shlamim, it's brought as a Shlamim. Detanya, because we weren't in a Braisa, Kesef, when it says in the verse, Kesef, Rabos es ha Pesach la Olya, meaning to say this comes to include the Karban Pesach for the Olya, that the tail of the Karban Pesach is brought on the altar. Shomer im Kesef, when it say im Kesef, Rabos es ha Pesach sha'av Roshna, so this teaches us that it includes even a Pesach that's over a year old. Ushlamin haba mech Pesach, a kol mitzvah shlamim, and a shlamim that comes as the leftover Pesach for all the mitzvah of shlamim, sheteunim smicha, that it requires you to lay your hands on it before you bring it and confess. And it also comes to include the nesachim, the libations, and the waving of the breast and the thigh of the animal. What do we learn from the fact that it says, but if you would bring the goat as the Karban Pesach, then you don't need to bring the tail up. So we see from here, we're not going to go into the answer, but we see from here that this is the point that Reish Lakish is teaching us that a Pesach that is is over a year old is brought as a shlamim, and it's not meant to graze. So that's why it's a question. This idea is based upon the Gemara's darshaning of the word kesef as a sheep. The word kesef sometimes appears in the word sheep, sometimes is written kesef, and sometimes it's written keves. The same word is written both ways in the Torah. So the Shutter Avaz was asked about a Torah scroll where they found in the place where it was supposed to be written kesef, they found keves, and they found that it was mixed up. So is the Torah scroll kosher? Do you need to take out another Torah scroll and read from it if you're reading from that one on Shabbos? Or can you say that since that maybe you don't need to, there was a rabbi who paskened that you didn't need to? And so the Radvaz responded that since it says, and he said that we see that it's found in the parasha in Vayikra, Vaskol Chalba Yosir Kasher Yusar Chelev HaKeves Mizbeach HaShlamim, that the keves, it writes keves instead of a kesef, and he said that really you need to take out a new Torah, because the Shla writes that if there's one mistake that changes the reading, like kesef or keves, that you have to take out a new Torah. Nevertheless, he says that even he knows that there's one person who paskin, then perhaps you can rely upon that. But of course, under our circumstances today, we would never do that. If we would find a difference of kesef or keves, even though it's the same word, we would never have a Torah scroll kosher under those circumstances. We would, of course, make the change.